So as we continue cultivating this continuity of mindfulness in all these different forms of being in noble silence, of speaking, of listening, and as we move closer now towards the more familiar retreat form of silent sitting and walking, I'd like to take some time now just to continue our exploration of the first establishment of mindfulness, which is mindfulness of the body. And so far we've been exploring mindfulness of the body, specifically through mindfulness of breathing. And now I'd like to bring in mindfulness of the body as a whole. And to approach this exploration of mindfulness of the body in a way that supports ease. Because as I've been emphasizing, many of us, when we arrive on retreat, we come in carrying various degrees of tension, tiredness, stress, distress, and so on. So learning how to relax the body and soothe the mind is a very powerful skill, one that supports the strengthening and the stability of mindfulness so that we can stay present with our experience for longer, with less wavering, less scatteredness, less distraction. So I'd like to offer a meditation now of just bringing mindfulness to the body, beginning as we have been by just settling into a posture where you can again find that balance of uprightness and ease. Remembering that if you're sleepy or there's strong discomfort in the body, at any point it's fine to mindfully change posture, even transition to standing for a few moments, as long as it feels appropriate, and then you can mindfully sit back down again. So as we start to settle into the body and establish that balanced, stable sitting position, reconnecting with the support of the ground beneath us, feeling the contact of the floor with the feet, and the legs, and the contact of the cushion or the bench or the chair with the sitting bones. Inviting the lower half of the body to become stable and steady and surrender into the support of the ground beneath you. Establishing this stable base so that the spine can again become just a little taller and straighter. Finding that natural balance of uprightness and ease. Checking that the head is resting balanced on the top of the spinal column so that the neck and the shoulders can relax. The shoulder blades can drape softly down the back. And the hands can rest at ease in your lap or on your legs. Taking a moment just to tune into the whole body. Getting that felt sense of the body sitting, stable, steady, upright, alert, and at ease. And even with this invitation to cultivate ease, many of us have areas of our body where we tend to habitually store tension, where there's a sense of tightness or contraction, gripping or holding. So taking a few minutes now to begin to just scan through the body and check in with those areas where we often do tend to hold tension. Starting with the top of the head, the forehead. Just taking a moment to notice, how is the forehead now? Is it soft and smooth? Or is it slightly furrowed? Perhaps a slight sense of a frown. You might even deliberately frown a little and then unfrown just to notice how the forehead feels when tightness or tension in this area is softened and released, relaxed. Inviting the brow to soften and smooth. And then bringing the awareness to the eyes, checking in with the eyes and just noticing, are they clamped tightly shut? Are they slightly screwed up? Often, even with the eyes closed, we might feel a sense of searching or looking. We might notice that some of the small muscles around the eyes are holding tension. So just taking a moment even to screw up the eyes, to clamp the eyelids tightly shut, and then release that tension. And notice how it feels to just let the eyelids rest lightly together. To let the eyeballs soften and relax. And any unnecessary tension around the eyes that can be relaxed, invite it to soften, release, relax. And then as you move the awareness down the face, taking a moment to check in with the lips, the mouth, the teeth, the jaw. Again, many of us store tension in the jaw. We might find that our teeth are clamped tightly shut. Perhaps our lips are slightly pursed. So again, taking a moment just to see how it feels to really clamp the jaw tightly shut. And then open the mouth and wiggle the jaw, stretch the jaw. gently bring the teeth together, the lips together, and invite any tension in this area to soften, to release, to relax. And just noticing the whole face now. If there's just a little more softness, ease, release of tension. Noticing how this feels. And then moving the awareness down through the neck and the throat to the shoulders. Again, a very common place where we tend to store tension. You might notice whether the shoulders are up around the ears or hunched forward or pushed back. Taking a moment just to roll the shoulders forward and back. Just seeing if there's any tension in the shoulders, between the shoulder blades, that might be able to be released. And then bringing the shoulders to stillness. Seeing if they can soften and settle. Inviting the shoulder blades to drape softly down the back. And even with this invitation to relax, there may be areas of the body that are still not able yet to fully relax. If this is true for you, you can simply practice acceptance. There's some residue of tension. It's okay. This is how it is right now. So just seeing what degree of tension in the shoulders can be softened, released, relaxed. And then let the awareness continue floating down through both arms, through the upper arms, the elbows, the lower arms, the wrists, coming to the hands, and taking a moment just to check in with the hands. Sometimes we can notice a very slight sense of gripping or holding. So taking a moment just to wiggle the fingers, to spread the fingers, to stretch, to wiggle and wriggle, and then let the hands come to stillness and find a natural resting position where they can stay soft, relaxed, at ease. And then floating the awareness back up the arms to the shoulders. Saying hello to the shoulders again. seeing if they might soften just a little more. And then bring the awareness to the upper chest. And to notice if there's any kind of tightness or tension, any sense of holding or defending in the upper chest. And as you tune into this area of the body, you will naturally connect to the rhythm of expansion and contraction as the breath comes into the body and leaves the body. And as you stay attuned to the breath, the physical sensations of breathing in and breathing out, you might begin to notice that with every out-breath, there's a very natural sense of softening, relaxing, releasing. Releasing of what's no longer needed. So you can use this very natural sense of releasing to help soften and soothe any tension that may be being held in the upper chest or the abdomen. Or the belly. Tuning into the whole torso now. Noticing that you're breathing in. Noticing that you're breathing out. And as you breathe out, tuning into that natural softening, soothing, releasing. And then inviting the awareness to move further down the body now, to the buttocks, the pelvis. And to bring awareness to any sense of tightness or holding here. Sometimes there's a slight sense of clenching or gripping. And just seeing if any tension in this region might be able to soften, release, relax. And then continuing to bring the attention down further through the body, through the large muscles of the legs, the thighs, down through the knees, to the muscles of the lower legs, the calves, Take a moment just to clench and release those large muscles in the legs. To notice how it feels when these muscles are fully released, softened and relaxed. Inviting any tension in the muscles of the legs to soften, release, relax. And then dropping the awareness even further down now to the feet. Taking a moment just to notice how are the feet right now. Sometimes there can be a very slight sense of gripping in the toes or pushing in the ball of the feet. So taking a moment just to wiggle the toes, to stretch and extend the toes, and then inviting them to find a neutral position, to invite any tension or holding, any sense of gripping in the feet, the toes, to soften, release, relax. And now bringing awareness back to the whole body again. Getting that felt sense of the whole body sitting. Noticing how the body feels now. If there is just a slight sense of more ease, less tension. And just as the body has become a little more still, a little more stable, you might notice too if in the mind there is just a little more calm, just a little more steadiness. And inviting that steady mindfulness to stay connected with the breath. Wherever the sensations of the breath are clearest for you. Letting the attention rest there very lightly. Staying steady with each in-breath and each out-breath. One half breath at a time. Knowing or noticing or noting that each half breath has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Then there's a very slight pause or gap. And then the out-breath has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Again, there's a gap. The next in-breath has a beginning, a middle, and an end. So inviting the mindfulness to stay present, to stay steady with the beginning and the middle and the end of each in-breath, each out-breath, one half breath at a time. And if at any time you get lost or confused, with a smile, you can simply begin again. In silence now.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.